It's risk. It is risk. Did it work?
Yep.
Okay. All right, everyone. Welcome to the Records Management Committee. I think I can see everyone on our screen. And
nope.
It's still recording.
It's still recording. Okay.
So we have a quorum, and it is Monday, June 22nd, 2026. And the first item on the agenda is the approval of the May 2026 meeting minutes.
I make a motion that we approve the minutes from the May meeting.
We have a motion from Ruth to approve the minutes. Is there a second?
A second.
And a second from David. All in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right.
Can you do a roll call vote, Shannon?
There were no nays.
All right. There are abstentions as well.
We'll take a roll call vote. David?
Since you didn't.
Aye.
Tanji? Tanji, can you hear me? Uh-oh.
That's what I was wanting to know. Okay.
Veronica?
I'll abstain. I wasn't at that meeting.
I vote aye.
I vote aye.
And we have an aye from Ruth. We're just trying to, Tanji, can you hear us?
Put a thumbs up if you can.
Okay. I could hear.
Tanji, can you hear me?
Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
Yes.
We can hear you.
Yay, can you hear us?
I cannot hear you.
Okay.
Let's see.
We're not making any noise now, though, so that's not a very good test for her.
Okay, I can hear you now.
Okay.
Good. Yay.
Tanji, how did you vote on the approval of the minutes?
Yay, please.
Thank you. I think I got everyone on the committee. Okay. That passes unanimously. So we have two items on the agenda. However, there's been a change. So for the statewide transportation improvement program, that still needs to go through an internal approval process with UDOT. Is that correct, Kendra?
Yeah, they're still trying to get their CAO signature for it.
So it needs to be moved to July's agenda.
Yeah, and if you want, Alyssa can say that all of that for the record.
Yes, so UDOT needs to postpone the Statewide Transportation Improvement Program, STIP, Annual Submittal and Approval Records Series to be proposed in July instead of this meeting.
Great. Thank you. So we can just move it. Yeah. Okay. The next item on the agenda is the state engineer records. It's a general retention schedule. It is number 16600. And this is a new agency specific general schedule for the Department of Natural Resources. And Alyssa has submitted that, and she will be taking it away.
Yeah, give me just one moment to present my screen. Can everybody see this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Wonderful. So this is a general retention schedule specific to the Department of Natural Resources Division of Water Rights. It will be used to schedule their state engineer records. The state engineer records are kind of unique, where they have a statute, Utah Code 73-2-11, that applies to their records, describes what records they need to keep, and gives them a mandate to keep those records on file and accessible to the public in their office. And so they are proposing this general retention schedule for them to then be able to like identify and apply to record series as they identify state engineer records in the future for those records to be retained permanently and have a permanent records disposition. They may be transferred to the archives, but intended to be preserved in their office. I have with me today too Laura Mendoza of Natural Resources and Mark Stratford of the Division of Water Rights as well.
Great, welcome. Mark and Laura, do you have anything you wanted to add?
This is Mark Stratford. I'm the CEAO for Water Rights for the records. We appreciate Alyssa's help in this. We just really identified over the last little bit that having our own record series was going to be way better than continuing to try to deal with other retention schedules that kind of hit and miss what it is that we do. And we felt like that this was the best option for moving forward on that. And Laura Mendoza from the department level also really helped us out a lot in trying to figure this out.
Thank you. Any questions from the committee?
Where did they reside prior to this?
Mark, did you hear that question? Where did the records reside prior to this schedule being created?
Well, yeah, most of them, we've been around for a long time. So decades and decades ago, they all resided here. At one point, the division tried to either scan or put on microfilm or microfiche records and then send them to archives. But we learned pretty quickly that that was not very effective. And so for the last probably at least, well, I don't know, probably 40 or 50 years, we just keep everything here, which is why we have the May transfer, because quite honestly, we found that keeping them in our own possession has worked best for us.
Thank you. Any other questions from the committee? Alyssa, can you page down so we can see the retention and classification statement?
So this is the appraisal statement, is that what you're asking about?
Yeah, and so that's based on code, right?
Yeah, so the appraisal statement it says these records have historical and administrative value based on their importance for documenting legal status, rights, and obligations of individuals, groups, organizations, and governmental bodies, despite the passage of time. And these records have legal value based on their usefulness to document and protect the rights and interests of an individual or organization, to demonstrate compliance with laws and regulations, or to meet other legal needs. Specifically, and it's that code that I mentioned earlier, Utah Code 73211.
And then, Mark, most of this material is public, is that correct?
That is correct.
Thank you.
It remains public irrespective of where it sits, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Correct.
Yes.
Any other questions from the committee?
Just curious about the reference to code 73211. What is the substance of that code?
So I have that right here. Let me try to zoom in a little bit. So this was recently updated this year, but it mentions record certified copies and evidence of the state engineer's duties. And it states in the first item that the state engineer shall keep on file in the state engineer's office a full and proper record in physical or electronic format of the state engineer's works. And then it goes on to list a few examples of some of the record types. And then it also includes in the second item maps and documents. And then it describes how these records are property of the state engineer's office, properties of the state, and that they are public so long as they're classified correctly, and that the state engineer's office is an office of public record, so that records cannot be removed from that office. Information about certified copies as well.
So I guess I'm just trying to understand the long-term, I think I understand the long-term value, but I don't see the justification for indefinite or permanent retention.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just trying to make sure I understand that.
Yeah. So this is documenting water rights like water in the state being like a very important resource. Like
it's almost the same thing as the title records.
Yeah.
Okay. I would move to approve.
I'd second.
So we have a motion to approve from David and a second from Ruth. Any discussion to the motion? Okay, hearing none, we'll take a roll call vote. So Ruth?
Yay.
Tangi?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Veronica?
Yes.
And has anyone else joined the meeting, Kendra?
Sorry.
We're just double checking to make sure we've got everyone accounted for.
Daniel is in traffic.
Okay.
He has not been able to join.
Okay, and I vote aye. So the motion carries unanimously. Okay, the next item on the agenda, moving right along, is the next meeting scheduled, which is for July 20th or 27th.
I prefer the 20th.
I prefer the 20th as well.
I have the 20th is okay. So we have three so far. Veronica?
The 20th works for me fine.
We'll have a quorum. Tangi, what was that?
The 20th is great for me too.
Okay. Ruth, are you a maybe?
I'm a maybe. I have a child that is due with her baby on the 20th. So I may or may not. I would
never want to keep you from that kind of duty.
But if I can, just jump on. I will be remote in any event. She's in Seattle.
Okay.
So I'll probably be up there.
Wonderful.
But yes, I'll jump on if I can. So you just do it either day because I'll still be up there the 27th.
Okay.
So
we'll have a quorum then.
Okay.
So I think we've covered the entire agenda.
Okay. We're going with the 20th. Yeah.
20th it is.
Yeah.
All right. Is there a final motion?
Move to adjourn.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Our guests. Thanks for being here.
Appreciate it.
Okay, was that a record?
Probably. Can you tell me who Matthew Marin